You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another edition of Detroit Soccer District Podcast, where we talk all things soccer in the Detroit soccer landscape. Detroit Soccer District is a mini sports pitch located on Warren and Grand River, 5 minutes west of Wayne State University. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Siegel's Deli, located in Commerce Township, best deli in Metro Detroit. They're a big hit for catering grad parties, office parties, and any type of gathering. This week, we will cover Champions League, Ajax, and Tottenham, Barcelona, and Liverpool. We also have NPSL and UPSL local league predictions and 2019 Women's World Cup. With that said, go ahead and introduce yourself, guys.
Hey, I'm Marcos Pereira, manager of Varzea FC.
Who?
Marcos Pereira.
No, I got it. Who's? It was the FC.
Varzea.
Varzea. The world famous Varzea.
Varzea.
Keith Baldwin from England, Crystal Palace fan, national soccer coach, and that's about it for now.
Tommy Kimeno, Detroit Soccer District soccer player.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into it. Champions League, what do you guys have? Thoughts on Barcelona, Liverpool today? I was shocked. 3-0. Me and Keith were rooting for Liverpool today. I was shocked at what would you call it? An upset?
Well, I wouldn't quite say rooting for Liverpool.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but I do. Yeah, I do support English teams in Europe, but I do like Barcelona. But yeah, I mean, it was one of those games. You got to finish your chances. Liverpool had chances, and yeah, they messed up, didn't get that important away goal. And you could say it's a harsh scoreline, but if you got a guy who can put it in the top corner from a 30-yard free kick, and you know, a couple of breaks went Barcelona's way, but you know, it could have been more as well. So it wasn't just unlucky Liverpool. I mean, Barcelona, that could have been 5-0 in the end if they took their chances. But anyway, Liverpool came out, did well in the second half, and but you know, they weren't clinical. Barcelona got one chance after 30 minutes; they were clinical. Liverpool's still in it. The kind of the soccer romantic thinks there's a chance, like they did in what was it 2005 in Istanbul against AC Milan, 3-0 down.
Yeah,
we've seen Roma come back from 3-0. We've seen last year it was Juventus who were 3-0 down to Real, right?
Or brought it back.
No, Real last year.
Last year.
Last year. No. But yeah, they lost to a Ronaldo penalty in the last minute. No, you're wrong. No. But anyway, comebacks can happen. You got that Anfield atmosphere. But I just, you know, we were just saying, I think Messi's dialed in. I think he's had enough of Real winning it for 3 years. He wants to win it. And what, not necessarily his last chance to win it, but, you know, he's what, 32 now? There's only so many chances you get.
Yeah, I feel so bad for Liverpool if they can't come through after what happened to them with their goalkeeper, Karius. Everyone was working. They got to the final.
I don't think they're trying to win it for Karius.
I'm not saying... No, forget Karius. I'm saying I feel bad for the players that made it last year and, you know, they had to... They just had, you know, a goalkeeper fault 3 times and...
Yeah, you could say he was concussed by Ramos. The biggest scumbag in European soccer. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's unfortunate for Klopp because everyone thinks he's a great manager, and I think he's a great manager, but he just keeps adding to that nearly tag. Yeah. If he doesn't win the Premier League this year and comes up short, whether he goes out in the semis or makes it to the final or loses the final, he's still the nearly man. So,
yeah.
That's tough. That's tough.
Who saw... So, I don't know if you guys noticed this today, but I saw them... Whenever they got into the box, they would always have to pass it back for a shot. Liverpool, that is. They got close. They wouldn't shoot. They would pass it back for a shot and then always have to pass back to the 18.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game. So
you got any? Did you see any of that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. On that particular thing, I think Barcelona looked more comfortable the entire game. And they also, I think, their players were more dialed in. And I guess... I'm probably on the opposite end. I'm not really rooting for English teams in the UEFA.
A little bit racist.
I'm probably on the other end of that. So I think that, I mean, the Premier League, a lot of times the defenses are less organized and games are more open in this kind of less tactically disciplined kind of way. And I think that often comes to hurt them in the European leagues competitions.
I think Barcelona is just a special case. You know, I mean, I don't subscribe to the fact that, hey, without Messi, they wouldn't be good. You know, I mean, but Messi is such a huge part of that. You know, he was really getting the difference. You know, he was driving them forward, that free kick, you know, and even though he scored the second, was kind of lucky on Suarez's good work. I mean, you saw you had someone like Coutinho, £140 million player, who was not good all game. You got Suarez, you know, Messi just makes such a difference. You know, I seem to go back and forth myself every week of who's better, Messi, Ronaldo. I mean, it's just... They both just have such huge influences on games.
Suarez did a lot of work. I was expecting him not to celebrate after he scored, though.
Yeah, I was interested to see what he would do. I mean, you know, that's maybe another topic for another day. But yeah, I think you should celebrate against another team. You shouldn't like go crazy. But I mean, you know, out of respect, you're playing hard. You scored against a team. Who cares where you played last? You know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you're trying to get through to the Champions League. So
it's heartless. Heartless.
I agree. Yeah, with that.
I mean, don't overly rub it in their face and be obnoxious about it. But you know, you still celebrate. It's kind of more disingenuous when you score and try and stand with your hands by your side, like, oh, I scored, but didn't really mean it. You know,
self-flagellation after they score, you know, that's what the fans want, the old team. Yeah, oh, you got to repent for scoring against your old team. The attitude, I think, is ridiculous.
It's baloney.
Yeah.
What about Ajax? Ajax.
Well, just to your point about Liverpool having to cut it back in the box, I mean, that Ajax goal was such clinical passing and movement. That first touch, I mean, just it was a great pass. Straight, it was like... It's like some of the things we always try and teach now to kids. It's not just about the passing. Can you pass to the correct foot? You know, and that guy put it in such a window right on that guy's inside of his right foot. Perfect first touch. And he was able to do like three dummies to put Lloris on his butt and then slot it in. I mean, that was such incisive passing.
Yeah, they were so efficient. Yeah. Efficient and very relentless.
Very good. I've watched part of the game, 20 minutes.
They didn't stop.
Physically in shape. They are growing in the season, right? I think they have a good chance there.
Yeah, but it's only first leg. Yeah. Who knows?
I think kind of like my bold prediction of Spurs beating Man City, which you still owe me for, is I think Spurs are going to go through. It just seems that they've had one of those runs where they made it out of the group when they really shouldn't have. They've had injuries. You know, 1-0 at home, certainly nothing that bad. Son can come back. And I think kind of like England in the World Cup, when we got to the semi-final, we were 1-0 up with 30 minutes to the World Cup final. And you could tell just the players were a bit nervous. It was starting to dawn on them that, hey, we're 30 minutes away from the World Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Ajax have been the underdogs against Real, against Juve. Man. And now suddenly, they're 1-0 up and semi-favorites now because they've got a second leg to go. I think the pressure will tell a bit, and with Son there, there's possibly Kane might be back, but even if he's not, I just think Spurs will find a way to squeak it through.
So why was Son out? You know,
he got a yellow.
Yellow.
Accumulation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm watching the game. Kane is injured?
He's had a bad ankle injury, but he might be back, but I don't know. Yeah. I'll never be back. But, you know, if it's Tottenham-Barcelona final, now that could be brutal. That could be a brutal final. But then you got the Pochettino from Espanyol connection. It'd be good rivalry.
Yeah, that'd be... Yeah, I was hoping... Well, not hoping, but, Liverpool-Tottenham, I think that would be good. I just feel for Tottenham. Liverpool. I just feel for them because they made it to the finals and, you know, they had a blunder, so...
Such a caring heart.
You have to be.
They still got a chance. I mean, if you can win 3-0 at home, you can win 3-0 at your house.
Yeah, and get away.
And the problem is the goal away, right? Barcelona score one goal, then
But that's the
Liverpool
problem. Yeah,
need 5 goals.
Then. You do feel Messi or someone could produce a big
difference.
Of magic.
If Liverpool at least score 1 goal, and even with 4-1 is better than 3-0, right?
Well, Salah had that bad miss. He hit the post. He should have scored from the 6-yard area.
Oh, that dummy was beautiful. You see.
Well, to Milner, yeah, that was good. That was another chance. But, I mean, that one, after they went 3-0 down and went up the other end, Firmino's shot cleared off a line, goes straight to Salah. Mm-hmm. He just had to loft it a bit and put it in, and he just hit the post. That was 3-1, you'd be like, I'd be a lot more confident in Liverpool's chances. Yeah. But, you know, because you can go 2-0 up at home, and then Messi sneaks a goal, and suddenly you need to win, what, 5-1?
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see what happens next week. We'll talk about it then. But let's talk about our local leagues.
Right, so quick predictions. What's the final going to be?
For the local leagues?
No, Champions League.
Champions League. Oh, I'm going to stick with it. I'll say Liverpool-Tottenham. I'll stick with it, man.
Right.
Consistency.
Today's scorelines have not changed your mind at all.
No.
Wow.
No British team there. You'll be Ajax and Barcelona.
Ajax and Barcelona?
Ajax and Barcelona.
I'm going to go Barca Spurs.
Barca, of course, but I'll go with Ajax, too. I mean, Son, I think, yeah, probably will make a big difference coming back, but I'm still going to choose Ajax.
Underdogs.
Not that much underdogs, but...
Yeah, you're right. They beat, man, I can't believe they beat Juve and another poor soul, Ronaldo.
That would be a sexy final, Ajax Barcelona. That'd be sexy soccer.
Yeah. What was it? When was it last? They're in the finals in the 90s?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I think they played. Yeah.
I wasn't alive back then, I don't think. But anyways, UPSL, NPSL, local leagues. We got, for the UPSL, we got AAFC Lumberjacks, Grand Rapids, Carpathia, Michigan Jags, Oakland County, Waza Flow Pro.
Oh, they are playing 11v11 now?
Yeah. Yeah, they transitioned from indoor play over to UPSL. You played with Jags last year. Or that wasn't UPSL.
Different. It's a totally different team. This team's good.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, we were at the tryout. It looks like they have some good guys. I play on the Iraqi team with the Deleuze. They're both good players. And some guys from Schoolcraft that are pretty good too. So,
yeah, checking out their social media. I mean, that doesn't speak much, but they have good chance against these teams. Lumberjacks, well organized. Carpathia, always organized. Grand Rapids, new team, but Grand Rapids always has talent. You ever take your kids out there to Grand Rapids to play?
Well. They play tournaments out there.
Yeah. There's a lot of talent in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
There is.
I would say more so than Detroit. I mean, no offense to Detroit, but man, if you see some of the players that come out of there, it's ridiculous.
I'd have to disagree.
Okay, tell us why.
Oh, because every time we play Grand Rapids teams, Midwest, I mean, they have some good players, but we always beat them.
You know, Nationals.
Nationals, Hawks, Wolves. I mean, Metro Detroit is a strong...
You're talking girls, though.
Girls and boys.
Okay.
I coached in the Wolves Academy, and we had players drive from Grand Rapids, and some good players, but you know, Metro Detroit is a strong area for soccer and player development. Sure, some good players come out of Grand Rapids, and you got the ABK Futsal Club out there developing some good skills for the kids as well, but...
And Olay soccer.
Yeah, Olay, but yeah, I mean, to say Grand Rapids is a stronger soccer hotbed than Detroit is a bit... Wild comment by you there.
Okay.
Well, I think our age group back in our age group for the boys, and at least in high school, was the Grand Rapids crew for my 94s. They won nationals a bunch of times. And I remember playing their team with my club team that was kind of ragtag. They beat our team 11-0, and it was terrible. And then they each, there was always a couple of the high schools over there were always there. In the States, but that's, I don't know anything about current youth or...
Yeah, that's, sorry, I had to date myself a little bit.
We're going back in the archives.
Yeah, not that long ago, though. Waza Flow, I know your son played for them. I think they had a game against Grand Rapids where it was delayed, or no, it ended early because of referee conflict. Don't know what that means.
This last weekend?
Yeah. Dan Garnell from Detroit Soccer Central, he was like, I need you to be more specific. So I don't have any details on that. And I usually get my news from Detroit Soccer Central.
The referee was part of the team?
No. We don't know if he had to leave early for another game, or maybe the referees got into it. Who knows?
Referee conflict. That seems like the referee was.
Yeah, I know some guys on the team. Yeah, Stennett.
Yeah, we know Stennett. So
yeah, Stennett plays on the team. Yeah,
Waterflow?
Yeah, Waterflow. Yeah, yeah. So, are you guys familiar with any of these teams, like Lumberjacks, Jags, Open County FC? Have you been to any of their games or anything like that?
No, not really in that league. I mean, I know Joe Bashara from Oakland, and I know the Waterflow guys from Indoor, and coach with Tino plays on there. But I'm not that familiar with that league. I know some of the players in it.
I saw Carpathia play earlier, maybe 3 weeks ago, and then Jaguars. I was at their open tryout, and then Oakland County. I know some of the guys on that team, but as far as Lumberjacks, that's kind of a mystery to me. Same with the Grand Rapids team.
Ann Arbor. All right, give me. I mean, since the teams.
I don't know fully who's on the teams either, so.
All right, so you think the teams that you've mentioned?
Who do you think is the best?
Yeah. All right. Rank them. What do you think?
I mean, it's not going to be the most educated, but
just do it.
I'd probably go with. I'm just going to keep with Carpathia. We'll keep them at first there, and then Jaguars, then Oakland County, and then I don't know, Ann Arbor, the Lumberjacks, Grand Rapids, and then WASA last. I mean. Sorry, Stennett.
Sorry, Dominic. And all the Secundas. All right.
They're a new team, and, it's tough. Well, it's first year.
They're migrating from border to 11th the 11th, different game, right?
It's just new putting together a team in the league that you're not familiar with and the travel and everything. The organization is not old or not new. They're an old, old organization, but it's just... It's a new league for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
My top, I probably put, I don't know, Carpathia, just because they're so organized. I'll put maybe, I'll put Jags, Oakland County, oof. Grand Rapids.
Oh, copy me right now.
Am I really?
Keep going.
Lumberjacks and then WASA.
Oh,
you put WASA last.
Sorry, Secundas.
Sorry, Dominic.
Yeah. What?
It's a complot against you, man.
Yeah, well, I'll follow up on this. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
This is going to be an exciting league. I'm excited to see what Jags have to offer because they did some hard social media marketing, and some of their players look, from what we saw, have – potential to dominate really well.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to NPSL. That is Ann Arbor, Detroit City FC, FC Columbus, FC Indiana, Grand Rapids FC, Kalamazoo, Michigan Stars, and Toledo. You guys familiar with any of those teams? I hope you are, because Detroit City FC is here. And you're playing Michigan Stars. Any predictions for that league?
Yeah, it'll be his first season for the new coach, right, for Detroit City. So yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it does. It's a couple of narrow losses, right, the first two games, Chattanooga and then
Michigan State. Yeah, they lost 2-1 in Michigan State, number 4 in the nation.
Yeah.
Which is great.
It's a great loss. One of the best losses they've had.
They've had only a few practices together. And.
Who? Well, you know intimately a player on DCFC.
Tell us about your intimate knowledge.
Yes, tell us.
I know Willie. I know Willie Spurry. He's a great player. Yeah.
So what is he saying? Is he like, you guys don't talk? You guys just look at each other or what?
What feedback does he give about the game, about the team?
Well, it's new. I mean, they only have had a few practices together. Optimistic about the season.
He's optimistic about the season.
Yes, yeah, he's optimistic.
He's optimistic about the season. And Michigan Stars, you play for them. What do you think about them?
We're like, great. We're winning it all,
deep,
baby.
Very deep.
But so, I'm not going to be exposing all of our secrets on the air. what are you in a position here? All right.
So, I mean, what do you think your chances are, scale 1 to 10 of winning the NPSL? What do you think?
Full belief.
Full belief. That's good. Yeah. You have to.
That's what you got to have.
Yes. That's like Marcos and his over 30 teams.
Full belief.
Full belief. What I think it's going to be difficult for Ann Arbor to pull a three-peat. How do you say that?
A three-peat.
Three-peat. No English.
Because it's Ann Arbor's. The trees.
Yeah. Right? Three-peat. Yeah, because they're a good one. Yeah, so they have the same squad. A majority of their players played at Madonna, and they, you know, were semifinalists in NAIA. Detroit City FC, you mentioned Willie. I think they picked up another good player in Daniel Wright, and they've played together for a while.
I used to coach Daniel Wright.
He did? Yeah.
Good player. He tried out for West Ham as well.
And Fulham.
Yeah.
Yep. I played with his middle brother and his older brother growing up. It's so cool to see him grow.
He's with City now, right? Yeah, Detroit City.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool to see, you know, how far he's gone. And shout out to the Wrights. I used to always ride, his mother used to always give me a ride to games when I played for Wolves.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, good experience. South End, they're South Enders.
That's right, Essex.
Yeah. So they picked up a few good people for Detroit City. I know Willie's going to make a big impact. He played for Reno. Is that right?
Oh, I think he was on trial there. But he played Timbers U23s and the kids at Pumas when they were around, and then Lane United, which is in the same division as both of them. So
yeah, and they smoked San Jose Earthquakes.
Oh, when he was out there, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, he's a good player. Michigan Stars, don't know much of. He says they're going to win it. Grand Rapids FC, best players come out of Grand Rapids. Kalamazoo, I'm assuming that they have a lot of Kalamazoo College kids. A lot of Western Michigan Broncos, I would assume. Jacobo Puente, he's a coach for Kalamazoo College. Played out there with him, and then their head coach Brian. He played growing up in Kalamazoo, and he's a strong defender. So I'm sure they'll be strong defensively. All right. You guys have any more comments about this NPSL predictions, hopes, dreams? You guys going to any DCFC games this summer?
No, planning.
They're playing against the Cosmos. That should be a good one. Yeah, that should be
a good one. That's a good game too.
I heard Pele is still on the roster.
Yeah.
Pele came out of Grand Rapids, didn't he?
Good one. All right, what do we got here? That was good. That was good. All right, so what we got? 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup. Are you guys in tune with the World Cup? Any of the qualifying rounds or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I should be in a commercial coming out for it, so.
That's,
wow. Big news. Big news.
Check it out, Nike commercial. Yeah. You see my hands.
Yeah, he's in
that. That's all.
Are you a hand model? Tell me, is that who you are?
No, it was juggling.
Oh, speaking of juggling, I don't know if you guys, Detroit Soccer District is holding a juggling contest. So three rounds. Right. You have to keep it up first round and second round for 10 minutes.
Are you allowed to do that one where you flick it on the back of your neck and lay down on a push up and then just lay there? I mean, it's off the floor.
The rules state the ball has to be in motion. Yeah, so if you can keep it up for 20 minutes and then the last round is last person standing.
I can't stand for 20 minutes, let alone keep a ball up.
Well, I mean, it's a bit harsh. It's maybe out of your league, but.
but I mean, 20 minutes of juggling? I think you use speed, as many touches in 2 minutes or something like that.
But
Who's going to count that?
Who's going to stand around for 20 minutes and watch people juggle?
I will.
Okay.
Who wants to win? That the
right, there's $200 on the
that's
line.
That's riveting, that is. Yeah.
Riveting, what do you mean?
Riveting watching, that is, you know, you get glued to 20 minutes of juggling.
I'll do the speed juggle. I'll be posted up there. We'll have some people walking around. If you can keep it up 20 minutes and then last person standing wins $200. Good deal.
Good deal.
Yeah, I won't be around, but that's I'm intrigued.
Yeah. See? All right. Women's World Cup starts June. My top 10 teams, you know, USA, Germany, Spain, England, Australia. I'm sure they're.
What about Brazil?
They're number 10.
Yeah, they're not that good. I actually printed off the odds, so when you know where.
Let's see it. All right.
Well, I know, you have to guess. Yeah.
All right.
That'd be no fun, like 20 minutes juggling, if I just give it to you. Yeah.
All right. Wait, where Brazil is?
All right, yeah, where's Brazil? What favorite are they? First, second, 10th, 12th?
Fourth. All right, you guys guess. What do you got?
I've got 7th.
Tommy on the nose. Look at that. 7th.
Who's first? USA? Has to be.
USA's joint first with...
Japan.
No.
Canada.
No.
France.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, who's second then?
Well, third, but... Third. Yeah, is...
Who's third? Japan?
No. You're just going to say Japan to everything?
Japan's a good team.
They're decent.
England.
Close.
Germany.
Yeah, Germany. Okay. Then England.
Then Sweden.
No.
Sweden.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Yes.
Netherlands, then Japan, then actually, Brazil are 7th, but they're the same odds as Spain, Sweden, and Australia, so there's 4 teams tied on the same odds in 7th.
That's not really a ranking,
though. What a good guess I had.
Well, it is a ranking.
It's a participation trophy.
Well, it's no medals or trophies. You're just ranked 7th favorite. You're joint 7th with 3 other teams.
All right, when do we start the... We start the tournament in 36 days, 21 hours, and 22 minutes. So that's June 7th. It's in France. My top picks are Brazil, USA.
Is there any logic Thank to you. Brazil?
Yeah.
Or is same sort of stubbornness that you're still going for a Tottenham Liverpool final?
Stubbornness with? and a heart. They have their heart is there to win it, just like Messi. Mm. It's been too long since. Well, they haven't won it, but it's been too long. In the losing stages, so they want to come out on top.
Yeah, but I don't know how the team is now.
Brazil wants to come out on top.
Yes.
Okay, they're the only team that wants to
Who
win
is
it.
Who's the so, coach yeah. there?
That's good logic.
Who's the coach for Brazil?
I don't know. For the women, I don't know. It's Dunga.
No. I know that Marco Aurelio Cunha is the one that managed the female.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Female. But we can check.
Managed the team, but not the coach.
You know,
it's good.
It's the same time. I hope people flock more to the Women's World Cup instead of like watching. I mean, no offense to the.
It's summer, so the English Premier League's not on.
Right, but it's Euro qualifiers, right?
Not really.
Not
during
it's
the
break.
Summer.
June break. Is break.
Give the players a break.
Okay.
They'll be off traveling the world doing juggling competitions and things.
At Detroit Soccer.
That's right. Raheem Sterling may be there juggling for 20 minutes.
Do you have any front runners for your competition?
Front runners?
Yeah, like who do you think's going to win it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm not familiar with the people that signed up. I'm not familiar with their skill level. So why are you thinking of doing it?
Well, I'm not going to be here, but
May
25th. I would put myself.
It's May 25th.
Up there,
do it live streaming, Tommy. I'll judge you on the YouTube or something.
I'm going to be in California. FaceTime. I'm going to be gone. So. Right, I would have joined though.
I'll just maybe if you can just record yourself.
I'll just
record yourself.
Live stream.
No, have Photoshop. To be live.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have a string on the ball.
That's right. One of those soccer bags.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Brazil is in a group with Italy, Australia, and Jamaica. They should definitely get out of that. Women's rankings, like Jamaica's probably in the top 50.
Jamaica and Thailand are the two rank outsiders for the tournament. Yeah, but just like cool runnings on the bobsled, there's a chance.
You said the Italian?
Australia. Australia has a strong team.
Yeah.
Italy are ranked 13th behind Norway and Canada.
No, the group 5, they can
get out.
get out, but I don't know about the then what to be, how they cross then.
How
is the cross?
Here? I don't know. I don't know if it's C and D. But yeah, I'm not sure how that goes. But yeah, Brazil is my number one.
Okay, you're just not using any logic at all today, are you?
It's a passion. They're passionate to win more than others.
France in their home country just don't care that much about.
They
winning.
Do care, but
they
not
just don't
much.
Have the Brazilian passion. Mm-hmm. Okay,
and Brazil have the same squad. They got Formiga. They got Marta. That's it. That's
all.
Was
she 71? 72?
She is almost 36.
36.
But she can still ball.
And she probably wants to win it more than anyone, right?
That's what
there
I'm saying. Yeah,
she must win it. Yeah.
When you get older, when you start getting older, you see your window decrease.
Coach Vadão.
Yeah, she's only got a couple more World Cups.
Like Messi.
O coach Vadão. Vadão is
good. Nem conheço.
He's good.
No Brazilian at the table.
Right, what do you guys got? What do you guys got for this week? What's going on in the world of soccer? What's going on in girls' soccer? Besides the Women's World Cup coming up in a month.
Well, girls youth soccer, state cups in full flow, mm-hmm. and teams are finishing out their groups, and then it will move to the quarterfinals in the next 2-3 weeks. So that's always fun. Girls like a good cup run.
Yeah.
As do the boys.
How does that work with ECNL, or is it totally
it's
different?
It's pre-ECNL, pre-academy.
Pre-academy.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, there are, in those older age groups, there's state cup as well, but, I mean, like for 12 and 13 and under, before there's academy or ECNL, there's state cup's the main thing.
Boys run as well?
Yeah, boys have state cup as well, yeah.
But all ages, like 12 through...
Yeah, so if you're 16, 17, you play for a club that doesn't have ECNL Academy, or you're just in a non-ECNL Academy team, you can be entered in the State Cup, so yeah. But, yeah, so that's going on. Not too much else.
So State Cup, when are the finals?
June 1st, June 2nd weekend.
Right before the Women's World Cup. I'm excited for that. How could you not get excited for the World Cup, period? And then we have Copa America this year.
And we have Copa America.
That's every year, it seems like, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean.
They're trying to squeeze all the money they can out of that.
Yeah. What do you got for Copa America? It's going to be in Brazil this year.
It'll be Brazil. And I think Brazil It's a big thing for Brazil. If Brazil don't win that thing, it'll be hard for Tite to stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think the team is not in the good moment now with all Neymar stuff happening in the weekend.
Oh, just because he punched a fan? Yeah. He can't play anymore?
He's lost his mind, Neymar.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was ridiculous, right?
From what he said when PSG got knocked out to Man United and got fined, and now this, and there's constant rumors that he wants to leave and go back to Real or go to Real.
Joey Barton said it the best. He is the Neymar is the Kim Kardashian of football.
What's that name? I could go so many directions with that one.
Yeah,
everything that he do great inside the field, he doing the opposite way outside.
Yeah,
the field, right?
Yeah. I don't think Brazil should have full reliance on him to like carry the team.
Yeah,
yeah. He's you look at like the great players like a Ronaldo. He's gone and he's improved teams.
Yeah,
and even Ibrahimovic, even though he's a bit of a head case, he's gone and he's improved teams and carried people on his back and led teams. Neymar's is gone, and he's just not led that franchise, or not franchise, not led that club, and he's just been more of a hassle than a figurehead, you know?
Yeah.
The problem is not only Neymar is in down, now many Brazilian players are not playing good now in Europe.
Like who? Coutinho?
Coutinho, yeah, he's coming back. Oh. Neres is good.
Yeah, David Neres is good.
That's one that's playing good, but... The others,
oh my goodness,
many of the defenders,
keepers are players too.
Firmino, yeah. Firmino's playing well.
Yeah,
Firmino was balling too.
Who?
Danny Alves was balling.
Yeah, Danny Alves. Marcelo's older, he's
Marcelo's not even the team no more.
He probably got two of the best keepers in the world. I mean, Ederson and Anderson.
The keepers we are good, but if you get like Gabriel Jesus, Not he's playing quiet. That great, yeah. Quiet. Coutinho is coming back in this, but since the beginning of the year, he was not playing good. Now he's coming back a little bit, right? Yeah. Who reminded me?
Lucas Moura.
Lucas Moura.
He was like, he must have had like butter on the bottom of his shoes because he was slipping all game. he was slipping the whole game. If you watch his highlights, that's all he did, slip.
So Casemiro, that's the big thing in the team, the midfielder there, that's one of the main person in the team. He's not playing good lately.
But Fernandinho, he can carry the team. He got rated 11 in the EPL this year.
That's a testament to the EPL right there.
The experience that we have with Fernandinho in the team, man.
They have two teams in the semifinals of Champions League. That's a testament right there.
You saw that Brazil fall apart against Belgium when we didn't have Casemiro in the midfield there, right?
I don't know if they fell apart.
We're going to go back on that.
I didn't feel Brazil. I mean, obviously, I never played international pro soccer, but when I grew up, Brazil were just like, you know, I watched those 86 teams with Socrates and Zico. And it's like Brazil had such an aura about them. I think if you have pros these days playing Brazil, you respect the history, but it's not like you're not intimidated. Same as playing Man United, you're not intimidated like you used to be.
We're remembered for a 7-1 loss when we have 5 World Cups to our name. It's sad.
I don't know if that's it, but that was recent, and that was a refusal to make any in-game adjustments. That was brutal. I was in Brazil for that.
Yeah.
I think the problem is Brazil have need to.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's sad. That was sad.
Brazil needs to pass the same thing that Germany did in the early 2000s, right? We need to reorganize everything there. And it's too much corruption and bad organization there.
But next World Cup winner, Qatar. They have one of the best chances.
What are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
No one knows for you.
Yeah. No, Qatar has no chance. Qatar has no chance. You know, quote me on that. If they win, I'll put $1,000 on it or something. I don't know. I'll put $200 from the juggling contest that I'll try to enter.
All right.
Yeah. But what were we talking about? Neymar. He's done. I grew up with the golden era of soccer for Brazil, and Neymar's done. I grew up watching Rivaldo, Romário, Bebeto, Ronaldo, Phenomenon, all those guys.
Yeah, you didn't have a superstar. You had lots of superstars. You know, you had Ronaldo, Rivaldo, Ronaldinho. You know, you just don't have a superstar.
Same with England.
You don't think Neymar is a superstar?
Not anymore. Not right now. No, but I mean, he's a top-level player, but... You know, he's been injured and he has all these off-field issues and he's not had any season that set it alight recently.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, he's a top high-profile player, but he's not a current superstar.
Okay, who are the current superstars for you?
Mbappe.
World football.
Mbappe. Griezmann.
Griezmann, obviously still Ronaldo.
But nothing compared with Hazard. The problem is,
just quite right. Neymar is a superstar, but he's a superstar not getting it done right now. So he's a superstar, dropped down the superstar rankings.
He's
probably
in the top 20s, but low 20s.
Yeah, I agree. He's just playing like a big jerk. Like
big
nobody jerk. Is even can yeah. hold his water, carry water for him or anything. But
today the game become too tactical and physical. The superstar, let's take Cristiano and Messi apart. The other ones, in the past, I think we used to have much more superstar worldwide than today, right? When you get like 74 World Cup, you get 1970 World Cup, the 78, 82 Brazil have a great team. France have a great team with Platini and other players there. Argentina was star arriving with Maradona play first World Cup that time, right?
1982.
And then they won 86.
They won 86.
Yeah. Yeah. 82, he got sent off.
Yeah, they sent off by Brazil.
In 94, Italy, he got sent off. was it 90 or 94 where he went to the camera and like
the cocaine.
Oh no, that's 94.
Yeah, he was foaming at the mouth.
But that was FIFA that put Argentina.
How do we get back on Brazil again? It's
just, I don't know. You love it. That's like one of your favorite topics.
Not really. Just always ends up there.
Yeah, we
what
always
talking about Copa America.
Copa America, yeah. Mark, are you going, but Marcus?
Who else in the Copa
Chile,
America?
Chile, man. I feel bad for them
what about
too.
Colombia.
What about Colombia? What about Argentina?
Yeah, that's, Argentina's got a better chance.
Messi left time to win something with Argentina team. Right?
They're not gonna. I'm sorry, Argentina's not gonna accomplish anything.
Mexico, world, any chance? The,
Diaba.
No.
Diaba. Who's that?
Well, the guy for Juventus, Argentinian guy. What's
his name? Dybala.
Dybala. That's
Dybala. Dybala. Same thing.
Uruguay.
Uruguay. Consistent.
I like them.
They have veterans.
Yeah, they're my favorite team last World Cup.
Jordan, he's a good defender.
Yeah, they have
maybe
veterans.
Maybe they have a chance there.
Yeah.
Brazil playing home, right? Of course, that you have to consider.
Yeah, they played at home. They played at home in 2017 or 2014, and that was miserable. They played home for the Olympics, but like, who really cares about the Olympics for soccer?
And is Japan and Qatar that going to play there? Invited?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, there is two teams out of America that playing there, I think.
Yeah, they consider United States.
No, U.S. is playing.
Oh, okay.
Out of America. U.S. is playing.
What is it for? You don't want to see the U.S. play?
I think it is. No?
I don't think so.
No, I don't. I enjoy watching the South American teams play other South American teams.
At this 2019 is a different version.
But South America is small, so you need. And who are we going to bring on? No offense, but like Venezuela
group
has
a.
different issues right now to
group
to worry
A
about.
Brazil, Bolivia, Venezuela, and Peru. Peru has a good team.
Yeah,
Peru has the best kit in South America as well.
Yes.
Then Argentina, Colombia, Paraguay, Qatar.
Argentina, Colombia, Paraguay, Qatar,
and the third place passed to the next phase. Two of them. In three groups. So, U.S. is out in Mexico, too.
Oh, yeah, so
Uruguay, Ecuador, Japan, and Chile.
Yeah, Japan and Qatar.
Oh, Japan.
That'd be nice.
That's a balanced group. That's a good group.
Japan could get out of that.
Yeah, Japan can get out. Ecuador is...
Ecuador.
Uruguay is the favorite on this team. Chile.
Yeah.
I like Uruguay.
So that's the best thing about... That's the best thing about like summer tournaments like that. You have four, well, you have very diverse games, and then you also have like 4 days max that you don't go without soccer. All
right, enough about Brazil. We got a couple of minutes to wrap it up.
Yeah, all right.
All right, well, and then we got next week. But so coming up is the EPL, because this is your favorite league, mm-hmm. and. Do we think there'll still be a title race when we next meet next week? Or are Liverpool going to be affected by this and lose at Newcastle or Man City win and that'll be 4-point difference?
What is
they want it, man. I think Liverpool wants it. I mean, you know, they can't let
it's whoever wants it with you. Brazil want it. Liverpool want it.
They can't let one loss get to them, okay?
No,
one loss in the Champions League. They're going to come back on fire.
I was looking at the games that the two teams have, Liverpool and Manchester.
Well, Man City play Leicester. Well, they could drop points
Liverpool
there.
Liverpool plays Wolves after that.
Oh, is that their last game
is the Wolves, which is tough.
Yeah, Rafa Benitez with Newcastle. It's like Suarez could come back and haunt them.
All right, who you think Liverpool goes up?
Oh, I think Man City win the league.
Right, what do you think, Marcos?
I'm City. City gonna win the two games.
I agree.
Liverpool. I'm saying Liverpool.
Oh, just to break Scouse hearts. I think Man City might tie with Leicester. Liverpool will then somehow blow it on the last day of the season when it was in their hands and get a draw, and Man City will win. But no matter how it happens, Man City will win in the league.
Tough game still.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week, and I'll bring it up.
But they play home against Leicester.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
They're not going to beat them?
I think they will beat them, but I think there's a chance. Jamie Vardy on the break, and, you know, they're playing quite well right now.
And Liverpool, who play this next
Newcastle.
Round? Newcastle.
Eh. All right. Anyway, all right. We'll talk about it next time we meet. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, the Detroit Soccer District, a mini sports pitch located on Warren and Grand River, 5 minutes west of Wayne State University. Thank you.